Thank you so much for joining us. I'm Pastor Danny, and you are listening to a message from a great series titled Forgiveness. Okay, we're going to be starting a brand new series today. The series is titled Overcoming Fear. So we're going to be looking at this. This is a message or a series that can really be preached anytime, because for all of our lives, we need to have this understanding, but it is appropriate right now as well. Overcoming fear. So Psalm 46, verse 1 to 11, and I'm not going to read it all today, but you can read the entire psalm when you get home if you like. So Psalm 46, verse 1 to 3, God is our refuge and strength, a very present help in trouble. Therefore, we will not fear, even though the earth be removed, and though the mountains be carried into the midst of the sea, though its waters roar and be troubled, though the mountains shake with its swelling. In verse 10 and 11, be still and know that I am God. I will be exalted among the nations. I will be exalted in the earth. The Lord of hosts is with us. The God of Jacob is our refuge. Listen, the God we serve is a present help in trouble. In other words, he is right there to be our help. And the psalmist says, I will not fear, even if the mountains are sliding into the ocean. In other words, if the entire world is crumbling around me, I will not be afraid. And why does he say he will not be afraid no matter what? Because God is my refuge. The word refuge in the Bible times, a place of refuge, would be a safe place where the enemy can't get to you. Possibly a fortified room on top of a wall, or maybe on top of a hill where there's walls surrounding, but it was a fortified, safe place where the enemy could not get into. The refuge, the safe place where nobody could get you. Like possibly the room where they take the president. Anybody who's watched movies know there's a room deep underground with lots of concrete and nobody can get into there. It's a safe place, a place of refuge. That's what he's talking about. But he says, God is my refuge. God is my safe place. Well, that's good news because he's not just in one area. That's good news because no matter where you go, he's with you. That's a good refuge. That's a good safe place. God is our refuge and we don't need to fear. So if we're going to talk about this, let me give you a little bit of definition of what is fear. And in the Bible, the word fear is used to mean many different things, all the way from awe and respect to worry and terror. And we understand we're told in Scripture to have awe and respect for God. That's a healthy fear, if you want to use that word. We use the word differently today, and so it has a little bit different meaning to us. But I can say we also have wisdom and we realize we should have awe and respect for things like lions, tigers, and rattlesnakes. That's a healthy fear. But the fear we don't want to have, and the fear that we're going to be more talking about today, is the worry and terror aspect. The kind of fear that causes panic, the kind of fear, as Scripture says, has torment. We don't need unhealthy fear. Now, let me say this before we really get into it deeply at all. Fear is not something people do on purpose. You don't wake up in the morning and say, gee, I'm going to be really fearful today. That'll be so fun. Fear is something that comes. It happens. Fear comes because of what we've seen, heard, experienced, or thought about often over and over. And also, according to Scripture, fear can be a spiritual problem. But it isn't always. If you're a person who possibly struggles with fear or maybe with what's going on right now, you're feeling fear, this message is not to put you down. This message is not to make you think something wrong with you or that you're a bad person. You didn't ask to be fearful, but you're fearful. But I have good news. There is a way to overcome fear. Maybe a picture for some who, because not, you know, some of you are like, oh, I'm not afraid of anything. Why would somebody be fearful of anything? What about spiders? Anybody afraid of spiders? Now, you don't decide in the morning, I'm going to be screaming at a spider, but if a spider ends up on your foot or something, well, you scream, right? You didn't choose that. But even the fear of spiders can be overcome. I believe that. So, fear, I guess I'm trying to say this, it's not your fault if you're fearing. Please don't go away from this message feeling like, oh, I did something wrong. No, you didn't. This is about we can overcome it together, okay? So just hear that through the whole message. I want you to get that no matter what I say. This is not a message against anybody. This is a message for all of us to encourage one another. The fact that it could be spiritual for some is that is a someone who's possibly tormented by it and just never gets a reprieve from it. That could be a spiritual problem. 2 Timothy 1 and verse 7, it says, "For God has not given us a spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind." God has not given us a spirit of fear, but power, love, and a sound mind. You need to understand this. Fear does not allow you to have a sound mind. When fear comes in, sound or rational thinking goes out the door. It's why people will sometimes panic or do strange things because of fear. It's why you scream like a little girl when you see a spider. Fear, your mind doesn't really think, you just react. Okay? I was saying that for Pastor Bruce, if anybody was wondering. Understand this. God gets it. This verse that I just read to you, Paul was saying that to a young pastor. Because he knows even his people can become fearful and they need encouragement from time to time. And here he is telling him, don't be afraid. God's not giving anybody a spirit of fear. He wants you to have power, love, and a strong mind. So how do we overcome fear? This is important. I want you to catch it. I'm going to give you a few points. And this is an introduction message to a series. So you get probably a lot of information today, and we'll go a little bit more specific in the following weeks. So how do we overcome fear? The first thing I see in Scripture to overcome fear is to trust God. Psalm 56 and verse 11 says, "I trust in God, so why should I be afraid? What can mere mortals do to me?" I trust in God. Why should I be afraid? In other words, he's my trust. Nothing can make me afraid. God is bigger than our fear. God is bigger than what you're seeing or hearing online. He's bigger than it all. You can trust him. He's still the King of Kings. He's still the Lord of Lords. Maybe let me put that in terms we would get more better. He's still the prime minister of prime ministers. He's still the premier of premiers. He's still the president of presidents. He is still Lord. When you put your trust in him, you're putting your trust in the right place. Matthew 10 and verse 29 to 31, Jesus is encouraging his followers. And he's encouraging them not to worry about their future, not to worry about if they're going to survive while they follow him. And he says, "What is the price of two sparrows? one copper coin. But not a single sparrow falls to the ground without your heavenly Father knowing about it. The very hairs on your head are numbered. Some of you, that's getting easier to do, but the very hairs on your head are numbered. So don't be afraid. You are of more value to God than a whole flock of sparrows. If God knows when a little sparrow falls out of its nest, do you not think he knows what you're going through? Do you not think he knows what's happening right now in our world? Yes, he does. And you don't need to worry. Jesus talked with his disciples in many places to help them not to worry. And in one place he said to them, look at the flowers in the field. They don't sow, they don't toil, they don't store up, and yet they're clothed better than Solomon was. And yet they die and then they're thrown into the fire. In just a few days, a flower dies. How much more does he care about you? He's got this. Is your trust in him? If your trust is in him, he's got you. He loves you more than you can imagine. Keep your trust in him. Psalm 91, you can read the entire chapter at home, but let me just read a few verses from there for you. Verse 1, those who live in the shelter of the Most High will find rest in the shadow of the Almighty. This I declare about the Lord. He alone is my refuge, my place of safety. He is my God and I trust him. For he will rescue you from every trap and protect you from deadly disease. He will cover you with his feathers. He will shelter you with his wings. His faithful promises are your armor and protection. Do not be afraid of the terrors of the night, nor the arrow that flies by day. Do not dread the disease that stalks in darkness, nor the disaster that strikes at midday. And skip down to verse 10. No evil will conquer you. No plague will come near your home. God gives promises, and if you stand on those promises, you believe those promises, they are yours. Believe and trust in God. God is not surprised or confused. He's not unsure about what his plans are. And his directions that he's given you are still the directions he gave you. I need you to understand this. When you go through storms or struggles in life, he has not changed his mind. Let me give you an example. I find often that people, when they become afraid, they become fearful and doubt everything they've known. They doubt if they're in the right place. They doubt if they're doing the right thing. They doubt if they're even supposed to be here, because of fear. But I need you to know something. Before the situation started, what did God tell you? Before your trouble came, what was his direction? If you haven't heard something different, it's still the same. Let me give you an example. Moses leading the children of Israel, leading them out of Egypt, and they were following God's leading. It was pretty obvious because there was a big pillar of cloud all day long that they followed. At night, there was this huge pillar of fire all day long they followed. Moses led the way. Come on. Come on, Israelites, let's go. He had his staff. Yep, see, we're following the cloud. Yeah, I'm leading you the right way. Yep, see, there it is. By night, there's the fire. Come on, guys. They followed God's leading perfectly right to the edge, the bank of the Red Sea. While they're sitting there at the bank of the Red Sea, they notice the dust of Egypt's armies way behind them. There's an army coming to destroy them. They were led right there. Now, the Israelites were no different than some of us, okay, all of us. And they started crying. They started becoming fearful. They were like, Moses, don't you see? Look, they're coming to kill us all. We're all gonna die. And they started weeping and talking about stoning Moses, and we should just have stayed in Egypt as slaves. They doubted God's direction, didn't they? They'd seen that pillar, they'd seen that fire, they'd seen the miracles, but it didn't matter because now they were in a tough situation and fear took over. Fear says God doesn't know what he's doing. Fear says God must have made a mistake, or Moses did anyways. I don't care if we saw the cloud and the fire. But fear lies. And Moses went to prayer. And trust me, if you're in fear, go to prayer. If you need God to reconfirm the direction or the place, go to prayer. Moses went to prayer and God said, you can keep going the direction we started. Go towards that sea right there. Hold out your rod. I'm going to divide the water and you're going to walk through on dry ground. Do you know that when you get in a situation that is beyond you, you are being set up for a miracle? Who likes miracles here? Do you know what a miracle is? A miracle is God's supernatural intervention because you couldn't naturally do it. When you get in a spot that is beyond you, you should get excited because you serve a God who does miracles and you trusted him. And you're right where he told you to be. Get excited because a miracle's coming. Get fearful and you'll just give up. Think about it for a minute. What if Moses had just given up? What if he'd be like, yeah, God, this is really stupid. You led us to the ocean. Here comes the enemy. This is ridiculous. I quit. Okay, guys, get out your white flags. We're going to go see if the Egyptian army won't kill us all. We're done. Really? That wouldn't have been a very good story because we wouldn't have seen God's supernatural hand, would we? Refusing to get into fear and staying in faith allows God to supernaturally come into your situation. It allows him to show up and show off. And he is a good God. Isaiah 41:10 says, don't be afraid, for I am with you. Don't be discouraged, for I'm your God. I will strengthen you and help you. I will hold you up with my victorious right hand. Do not be afraid. I am with you. Do not be afraid. I am with you. God will never leave us. He will never forsake us. He will be with you. And if you want to overcome fear, you must trust him and you must believe he will never leave you. Psalm 23 says this, the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He makes me lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside the still waters. He restores my soul. He leads me in the path of righteousness for his name's sake. And yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil. I will not fear. For you are with me, your rod and your staff, they comfort me. You prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemy. You anoint my head with oil. My cup runs over. Surely goodness and mercy will follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. David in this psalm is saying, even in the valley of the shadow of death, I won't fear. Why would he not fear? Because God was with him. Is your God with you? Do you know it? Do you believe it? He will never leave you. He'll never forsake you. And he will prepare a table before us, even in the presence of enemies. He will sustain you He will look after you. Deuteronomy 31 and verse 6 says, "Be strong and courageous." And these were words given to Joshua. "Be strong and courageous. Do not be afraid and do not panic before them. For the Lord your God will personally go ahead of you. He will never fail you nor abandon you." Now I need to tell you something to help you understand the God we serve. He said, "I'll never leave you. I'll never forsake you. I'll never fail you." Jesus, one time in the Gospels, told his disciples, "Let's get into the boat and go to the other side." While they were following his direction, heading for the other side, exactly like he told them to do, they got in the middle of a storm. And Jesus was asleep in the boat, exhausted from ministry. They were going exactly where he directed, but he was with them. And they became fearful, and if you remember the story, what did they say? "Oh, we're all going to die." They became fearful, and they woke Jesus up. "Jesus, we're going to die. You got to help us." And Jesus wakes up from his sleep. He hears them all in fear and crying out that they're going to die. And what does he say? "Oh, you of little faith, why are you so fearful?" But they were in a storm. Their boat was about to sink. They're out in the middle, and they were obviously pretty sure they couldn't swim that far. Not having fear has nothing to do with the situation. Not having fear has to do with who you have in your boat. Do you hear me? Not having fear has to do with who you have with you who will not leave you. Believing and understanding that he will never leave you or forsake you has nothing to do with your situation. Because God has promised to never leave us or forsake us does not guarantee that you will live on this earth forever. Do you hear me? Because God said he'll never leave us or forsake us does not mean you will never have a problem. Do you hear me? But it means he will never abandon you. He will take you through that storm. He will take you through that situation. And when it's your time to go be with him, you will go. And you'll still be with him. He will never, ever leave you. We can go through any situation without fear because we know that. We need to believe that God is good no matter what. He's good no matter what because he's love. In Job 13 and verse 15, there's an interesting verse. And I need to be honest with you, Job is not my favorite book of the Bible. I don't read it for fun. But this verse really has some truth. And Job is talking to God and he says this. He says, "Though he slay me, yet will I trust him." What he's saying is, even though it feels like, "God, you're trying to kill me, I'm going to trust you." Because he knew that there was a picture, there was something that he didn't know or understand. Do you have the ability to believe in him and trust him even when it feels like he's killing you? Because when you come out of it, you'll realize it wasn't him at all killing you. And he was with you. 1 John 4, 18 and 19 says, "There is no fear in love, but perfect love casts out fear, because fear involves torment. But he who fears has not been made perfect in love. We love him because he first loved us." There's no fear in love. And in John 4, verse 8, it says, "God is love." I want you to get this. Where there is perfect love, fear leaves. God is love. So in other words, if you are in his presence, it's impossible to have fear. Let me get this through. If you're in the presence of God, who is love, it's impossible to have fear. This is something you can do anytime. You want to get in His presence? If there's a certain song, when you listen to it, you feel the love of God or the presence of God. You're feeling fearful? Shut everything else off. Put that on and let it play and wash over you. When His presence and love comes, fear has to leave. It has no choice. Because where there's perfect love, fear is gone. That's why I love coming to church and worshiping together. I know that in His presence there's healing. I know that in His presence there's miracles. I know that in His presence fear must leave. And obviously you can get in His presence alone as well. And fear must leave. Romans 8, 38 and 39. Paul says this. He says, I am persuaded that neither death, nor life, nor angels, nor principalities, nor powers, nor things present or things to come, nor height, nor depth, nor any other created thing shall be able to separate us from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus. If nothing can separate us from His love, and in His love there's no fear, you and I can walk free from fear every single day. He wants you free from fear, and fear is not from God. And finally, let me bring us to a close here with Luke chapter 10 and verse 18 and 19. We need to remember at all times that Jesus has given us power over all the power of the enemy. Luke 10, 18 to 19. And He said to them, I saw Satan like lightning fall from heaven. Behold, I give to you authority to trample on serpents and scorpions and over all the power of the enemy, and nothing shall by any means hurt you. Did you catch that? He's given us power over all the power of the enemy, and nothing can hurt you. If you believe and walk in that, you do not need to fear. When I talk about walking in the authority that God gives you, it's similar to the picture of a young child who is brave because their dad is standing behind them. And they are not afraid of anything because dad's there. You and I have authority because it was given to us by the Father who stands behind us. When sickness comes, you can tell it where to go. Or you can be afraid like that police officer was. And he had a gun. Because authority is much greater than anything natural or physical. He's given you authority. We do not need to fear. And finally, right before we pray, if there are people around you that are afraid, you need to love them and encourage them. Again, as we started the message, people don't become afraid on purpose. It's the things they've seen and heard and experienced. You need to encourage them. You need to love them. You need to give them answers. And if they want, pray for them. It can change their life and the situation they're in. Because we have hope for the hopeless. We have peace in the storm. We have the healing for the sick. We have love for the unloved. Faith for the fearful, because we have Jesus. Thank you so much for joining in with us today. Hey, if you'd like to know more about Abundant Life Worship Center and what we do here, you can check us out on our website at www.alwc.church. God bless.